running back room. Obviously, you've got guys returning, but what are you kind of looking at right now?
Man, I hear that every year. You got quite a running back room. Then by the end of the season, it's depleted. I'm just looking for guys to be healthy and available right now at this season.
Who are kind of the guys that you're looking at right now to kind of take the step up?
I'm looking at all of them. Step up. Step up, show out. That goes for every man in the room.
Mekhi Bernard yesterday said there was a point where he kind of fell out of love with football. But after going out last year, he kind of fell back in love with it. Have you seen anything with that, or maybe a re-engagement into football?
Well, I don't think a lot of people understand how hard this game is. And it is demanding. It is very, very demanding. So with it being so demanding, you can't cheat the game by half-assing it. So, you know, if you're not all in, you're all out, you know, because it's so demanding and it causes you to put your undivided attention into it. And if you don't, you know, so every guy got to make that decision, make that choice. Are they in? I mean, we got to do the same thing as coaches. I mean, this is a demanding job. It's a stressful job. So before training camp or, you know, when the season ends, you got to, you know, reevaluate yourself and what you want to do. Like, damn, do I want to do this again? You know, because once you're in, like, you're in.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to be totally, you know, bought into this thing.
Have you seen Mike Mitchell grow over his time here?
Well, that's a good question. He hasn't. No, I'm not going to say that. I mean, I think Mike can be a good player for us. You know, he's grown in the aspect of he started to take things a lot more serious, I guess, because he knows that he has a chance to kind of be in the mix. But, you know, I don't want to give those guys too much credit yet. I mean, because they haven't done anything. But I'm looking forward to see how he does this spring. And then you guys ask me after the spring is over, and I can tell you what steps he's taking forward. But I'm not giving credit where it's not due.
Did Mekhi ever, like, say that he's kind of struggling finding the joy in football? And if he did, is there kind of, like, a time where you step in and say, just give him that support, and how would you do that?
Well, the thing with Mekhi is he's a guy who kind of sticks to himself. I kind of study these kids' behavior, so when I see something off, then I try to kind of dig a little deeper, and, you know, he'll share things. You know, I knew he was, you know, getting close to walking away from football at one point. And one thing I try to encourage these guys to do is, okay, it's hard on me too. You know, I was there once where I was in the NFL and I wanted to walk away. You know, I wanted to walk away. And, you know, the way I encourage them is you got to understand this. If you walk away from this game, this is a young man's game. You'll never be able to play it again.
Okay.
So don't walk away until somebody tells you you can't play anymore. Right? Now, if you go and you're financially stable and you got all the money in the bank and you choose to walk away,
yes,
then that's fine. But at this moment in time, don't walk away until they tell you you can't play again. Right? Because there's going to come a time where we all get told that we can't play. Right? And so you don't want to regret that. You know, you don't want to regret that with your children, with your family, you know, because he has a family that's looking up to him. You know, his grandmother, you know, his mothers, they love, you know, coming to see him play. Like, this is a family outing when they get to go to one of his games, and they're proud of him. You know, he has a lot of people that's proud of him right now. And I told him he'll be a coach one day, and he said he doesn't want to hear it. And I said, well, I was the same way. I didn't want to be a coach, but someone told me I was going to be a coach one day, and here I am.
What do you think, what qualities do you think he has that would make him a good coach in the future?
Well, I don't know if people understand, Mekhi is super bright. Like, he is super bright. The moment is not ever too big for him. No matter who we're playing, no matter what it is, he is locked in no matter what. And he sees things before it happens. Like, he has a really good recall. You know, like, if a play happens, he can tell you exactly what happened, why he did what he did. He knows the playbook inside and out. Just his knowledge of the game is just spectacular. It's coach-like.
This early in the stage, do you concern yourself with what the Big 12 defenses will be, or that not really a worry for you right now?
Man, I'm worried about this Utah defense that got these young dudes confused and head spinning. That's what I'm worried about right now.
Thank you.
No problem.